You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome, beautiful souls. I'm Sue Williams, and this is another episode of Energy Intuition Transformation on Moonstruck TV and A1R Psychic Radio. Thank you all for joining me once again today. Now, today is a gentle one. Some people are really feeling the chaos and upset that is happening in the world at the moment. So this is a soft exhale into something many of us are craving more of, and that is a deep connection with nature. So if you have been feeling overwhelmed, ungrounded, emotionally scattered, then this episode is for you. Because today we're tuning into the messages from nature, those subtle whispers from the earth that guide us, hold us, and remind us that we are not alone. So let's begin with a beautiful grounding meditation that will bring you right into the embrace of nature. And this meditation is called Earth's Gentle Holding. So as always, please do not listen to this meditation while driving or operating machinery. If you need your full concentration at this time, please listen with your eyes open and return to experience the full meditation with the replay. So if you're safe, seated and comfortable, begin by closing your eyes if it is safe to do so, and take a moment to get properly comfortable. And as we begin, inhale deeply and slowly, and exhale even slower. Feel yourself arriving, not just in this moment, but fully in your body. Now, imagine yourself standing barefoot on the earth, perhaps in a forest or a quiet grove, or even on a beach. A place that feels sacred, familiar, and of course, very safe. Beneath your feet, roots begin to grow. They extend down into the soil, deep into the earth's core. Feel how supported you are, how held. Now, lift your awareness gently upward, to the wind that moves through the trees, the sunlight that kisses your skin. You are part of this earth. Every tree knows your breath. Every breeze carries messages meant just for you. Now, notice what comes forward in this stillness. Perhaps it's a word, perhaps it's a symbol, or even just a deeply felt feeling. Now let yourself receive it. And now, with gratitude for this quiet connection, slowly and gradually take a deep breath in and out. Wiggle your fingers and toes, and gently open your eyes if they have been closed. And when you're ready, just return to your full consciousness, knowing that you are here, you are grounded, and you are in a conversation with nature. And now let's speak about listening to nature's language. Nature speaks in more than words. Sometimes she speaks in the rustle of leaves, in the sudden pause of the wind, in the bird that lands on your windowsill, or the flower that blooms, perhaps out of season. For those of us who are intuitive, empathic, or energetically open, nature can become a mirror, a channel, a living oracle. And let me share a quick story. A client of mine once came to me feeling completely lost, emotionally burnt out, and spiritually disconnected. She kept dreaming of standing in front of a massive tree, its bark cracked open. In our spirit talk journey, that tree became a symbol of her resilience. But not only that, it was a sign of her vulnerability that she was afraid to show. When she finally allowed herself to crack open, as the tree did, just like the bark that was in her dream, her healing truly began. And the very next day, she found herself face to face with the same kind of tree in the park near her house. That moment changed her life and changed it for the better. Because this is how nature works. It works in symbols, signs, and synchronicities. So the next time you find yourself staring at the sky, drawn to a particular tree, or visited by an animal more than once, just pause and ask, what are you here to show me? What part of me needs your message right now? And now let's talk about energy and nature connection for sensitive souls just like us. Sensitive people, intuitives, animal carers, healers, often unconsciously absorb the energy around them. Now, on occasion, this can be beautiful, but it can also be draining. Nature helps us release what isn't ours and reclaim what is. Spending time in natural environments helps reset your nervous system and cleanse your energetic field. So here are some gentle ways that you can use the earth's support as part of your spiritual hygiene, which is a very important thing to know. Let's try tree leaning. Rest your back against a tree trunk. Let it absorb what you no longer wish to carry. Breathe out any heaviness you feel. And how about some wind whispering? Stand in the breeze and imagine it brushing away worry, tension, or stale emotions. And something that's very easy to do, some stone holding. Carry a small rock or crystal when you feel scattered. It acts as an anchor, reminding you that you belong here, in this body, in this moment. And now our weekly Oracle card segment. This week, I've drawn a card from the Spirit Animal Oracle deck by Colette Baron Reed, and many of you will know of her work in the spiritual arena. And the card that I have drawn this week is a beautiful one. It's Buffalo Spirit. The abundant universe will provide. And this is a powerful reminder that you are supported even when life feels uncertain or when resources feel thin. Buffalo Spirit tells us that the universe is not limited in its giving. It offers what we need when we need it, and often in ways we don't expect, especially as we lean into nature and open ourselves to the quiet messages of the earth. This card encourages trust, not just in the cycles of life, but in your own spiritual path. If you've been feeling the urge to ask for more, receive more, or even just to rest more, this is your sign that it's not only allowed, it is aligned and you have permission. Trust the abundance flowing toward you and allow it to meet you where you are. And know that the earth is always speaking. The more we slow down, the more we listen, the louder nature's wisdom becomes. Have you noticed how trees don't force their growth? They lean towards the light. They follow their nature, but they also rest in winter. They conserve energy in drought, and they trust the seasons of their lives. And now we are invited to do the same. If you've been in a space of confusion or overwhelm, maybe this is your sign to pause, step outside, touch the earth, put your toes deep down into that beautiful soil and listen for what nature is telling you. And not with your ears, but with your presence. The earth is whispering to you in so many ways, and know that she always has been. So if today's message stirs something deep within you, if you feel a longing to go even deeper into your own soul messages, or even the messages that your animal companions are carrying, I invite you to book a spirit talk journey with me. It's a gentle but powerful process where we explore the soul messages hidden in your words, in your energy, your stories, and even in your animals' behaviors. And right now, you can book a free 15-minute spirit talk journey introduction for yourself or your beloved pet. And you can find out all about that at spirittalk.au. Now, just one final reflection. Nature doesn't exist around us. She exists within us. We are made of earth and we are made for connection. So as you move through this week, notice what catches your eye, what stills your breath, what calls you just to pause for a moment. It may be a sign. It may be a message. It may be the whisper of the earth saying, you are not alone. Now I wish you a blessed week, sending you love, light, and grounded peace until we next get together. So until that time, please stay connected, stay clear, and stay true. And I'll see you very soon. Bye for now.